This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Democrats in the U.S. House of Representatives plan to vote Monday to urge Vice President Mike Pence to take steps to remove President Donald Trump from office after the deadly storming of the Capitol last week by Trump supporters. Monday's vote is a last-ditch effort before lawmakers make an attempt to impeach Mr. Trump for a second time. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi spelled out the plan in a letter to members Sunday evening. It comes as Washington struggles to decide what to do about the Republican president in the 10 days before Democratic President-elect Joe Biden is sworn in January 20th. President Trump remains defiant amid calls to resign and plans to spend his last days in office, quote, playing offense. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Trump has not taken any responsibility for his role in inciting Wednesday's violence amid a rebellion from members of his own party and ongoing efforts to remove him from office. He's had no public schedule, but on Tuesday he'll travel to Alamo, Texas, to highlight his administration's efforts to curb illegal immigration and border wall construction. And ABC News Ipsos poll released Sunday found that 67% of respondents said Trump deserves a good amount or great deal of blame for the insurrection, and 56% believe he should be removed from office. I'm Julie Walker.
In an emotional video referencing his childhood in post-Nazi Austria, former California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger condemned the recent violence on Capitol Hill and what he called President Donald Trump's lies, which incited the revolt. Schwarzenegger, a Republican, said, quote, President Trump sought to overturn the results of an election and of a fair election. He sought a coup by misleading people with lies. The 7-minute video was posted on social media.